Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If I was to tell you tonight that I had the key to you never losing again, would you be interested?
Yeah.
Amen. I want to share that with you tonight. Go to John chapter 5. Have you had enough of defeat?
Yeah.
You're looking for a surefire, dead cert way to win every time?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But let's go to John chapter 5 and let's discover that surefire, dead cert way of winning every time, of never losing again. Glory to God. You're not destined to be a loser, but a winner. Do you believe that? If you believe it, you could look a bit more excited. In verse 1 of chapter 5 of the Gospel of John, it says, after this there was a feast of the Jews. Man, these folks went to a feast, weren't they? They knew how to have a good time. What happened to the church, I wonder? And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude, say a great multitude, of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. So it was a bit of a hit and miss thing, wasn't it? Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him, in other words, he'd been living in defeat in regards to this infirmity, this weakness. And in the message it says he was an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, say a long time. Who knows what it's like to live in defeat for a long time? Who knows what it's like to wrestle with something and be continually defeated by it for a long time, over a long period, over an extended period? Most of us know what that's like, don't we? Glory to God. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition a long time, say a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well? Now we know how controversial a question that can be. The sick man answered him, sir, immediately the man deflects the question onto somebody else or begins to shift the blame and the reason why he is not well onto somebody else. Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water stirs. How often do we look to someone else to help us, someone else to be the solution? If we're not succeeding, if we're living in defeat, then it's always somebody else's fault. We blame our parents, we blame our upbringing, we blame our environment, we blame our job situation, we blame our financial situation, our lack of income, all of these things, we blame our housing, we blame everything else apart from just addressing the question. We always look for reasons why we should stay sick rather than grabbing hold of the invitation to become well. The sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed, and walked. Say walked. Remember, we were just saying that a few minutes ago. We're walking in faith and victory. That's what we're looking at tonight. Coming to a place where we're beginning to walk in faith and victory, where we never lose again, where we never have to suffer and endure defeat again, but because we are destined not to be losers, but to be winners. So I want to give you Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, it says, walk in the Spirit. Say, walk in the Spirit. Who knows that every walk consists of steps? Amen. Glory to God. And when you're walking in the Spirit, you're walking in the Spirit. He is there to make sure you don't stumble and you don't fall. You're walking in the Spirit. And every walk is made up of steps. I want to give you four simple steps that guarantee, say guarantee, that guarantee victory every time. Say every time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number one. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5. Man. That's 1 John chapter 5. Hallelujah. What was the question that Jesus asked this man? He recognizes he's been there a long time. He's been under struggling with this infirmity for a long time. He's been in that condition, it says there in Scripture, a long time. And he says something to him. He asks him a question. He says, do you want to be made well? 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. For whatever, say whatever. Sometimes it doesn't say whoever, it says whatever. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Are you born again this evening? Amen. Well, you're an overcomer. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. See, our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? The first step that guarantees victory every time is making a decision. It begins with a decision that you make. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Come on, say it. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Say, I am an overcomer. See, this man, even when Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk, he had to make a decision. He had to make a decision. All of his life, he'd been living under this infirmity. He'd been living in defeat in regards to this infirmity. He was an invalid. And he'd come to a point where he was just blaming everything else for his predicament, the fact that he'd never been able to make it into the water. He was always second or third or fourth or fifth or 25th. When he went first, it was over. You were a loser. He'd lost again. But Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And he had to make a decision at that point. And the decision he made was, I will not be defeated anymore. I will receive from God. Hallelujah. And it says immediately the man was made well. He took up his bed and walked. Say, walked. Hallelujah. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. That's everything that's in the world. Whatever the world can chuck at you, whatever circumstances you encounter in the world that bring defeat into your life, that you've lived under the oppression of, whatever it is, the Bible tells us clearly that we can overcome one way, our faith. That man connected his faith with what Jesus said. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Rise, take up your bed and walk. And his faith connected with that statement, with that commandment. Hallelujah. Turn to Deuteronomy 28. Say, I'll never lose again. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13. This is not very religious, but it's the word of God, okay? And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you shall be above only. Say above only. And not beneath. In other words, it's not a case of being under for a wee while and then up, you get your head above the water and then ducking under again, and then it's not up and down all over the place. It says, you shall be above only and not beneath if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today and are careful to observe. What did Jesus command this man? Take up your bed and walk. Who knows, that instantly got him into trouble. But he made a decision. We need to understand this. Whenever we make a decision that we will not be defeated, that we will receive from God, we will encounter opposition. Amen. And so the second step, and ensuring and guaranteeing victory every time, the first one is we make a decision, I will not be defeated, I will receive from God. The second step is we must resist every attempt by the enemy to infiltrate our mind with his thoughts. Who knows, the devil speaks through people, just like God speaks through people. Faith comes by hearing the word, how shall they hear without a preacher? Fear comes by hearing the word of the devil, how shall they hear without one of his preachers? Come on. Hallelujah. And it says it, and that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, it is the Sabbath. It's not lawful for you to carry your bed. Oh, get out of here. He answered him, and he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. What's he doing? He's keeping hold of the word of God, the word that Jesus spoke, regardless of what the Jews say, regardless of what the religious people said to him regarding the unlawfulness of what, the illegality of what he was doing. He's not going to be shifted by that. We must resist every attempt by the enemy to infiltrate our mind with his thoughts. Imagine he'd allowed that again. Oh, maybe I shouldn't be carrying it. Oh, you know, maybe I shouldn't be. Oh. And many people lose what God did for them at that point. The enemy will always send someone to you. Maybe even your best friend. Maybe your wife. Maybe your husband. Maybe your brother, your sister, your father, your mother. Someone very close to you. But just use them as a mouthpiece to speak something to you, to try and rob you of that which God has done in your life. Your decision will always be opposed. The first thing you must do is make a decision, and your decision will always be opposed. And you must maintain your position, and you must be proactive. Say proactive. It's so important that we're proactive in dealing with every negative thought, wherever that thought comes from, whether it arises in our own minds or whether it comes through, whether it's a thought that's implanted in our minds through the words of somebody else. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Say, I'm above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. Say, I will never be defeated again. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You've got to become the preacher over your own life. You're not always in earshot of a preacher, so become a preacher over your own life. Become a prophet over your own life. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. We know it very, very, very well. For though we walk, say walk, in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or of the flesh, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. For the first time, this man has come into an experience of God, and the religious people are trying to steal it from him. Come on, get out of here. I mean, when the devil has always been at the same game. He always thought he could exalt himself higher than God. He always thinks that he can bring his thoughts, his words, and that will prevent people from coming into the fullness of the experience of knowing God and all. Come on. Bring in every thought. You need to be proactive. Bring in every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You need to learn how to take thoughts prisoner and examine them and interrogate them. Find out where they came from and who's behind them. And if you discover that they're contrary to the will of God, the revealed will of God in His Word, and you must execute them. Hallelujah. I said it before, what you don't kill will kill you. What you don't put to death will put you to death. James chapter 4, verse 7, it says, submit to God. Say, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. The man said, well, the guy who made me well, he told me to take on my bed and walk. Feels good to me. I've been able to do this for a long time. 38 years I've been living in defeat. I've just had a little taste of victory, and I'm not giving it up to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. 1 Peter 5:9 says you have an adversary, the devil, who goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, steadfast in what God has said. Make a decision. I'm going to take what God says, and I will not be defeated. I will receive from him. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Third step is we must not only take negative thoughts and deal with them, but we must consistently meditate on God's word. Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. This guy's walking down the road, he's thinking, man, take up your bed and walk. Come on. Can you imagine it? He's like, woo, take up your bed and walk. Because that's how that was come out of his mouth when they said, you shouldn't be doing this. He said, well, the man who made me well said. I'd rather listen to the man who made me well. I mean, what have you guys done for me in 38 years? Nothing. Then one day I'm healed, one day I'm walking down the road in victory, and you're trying to take it from me. Why should I listen to you? The one who made me well said. He didn't even know it was Jesus. Meditate on God's word. Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people out there living in defeat under a lot of different things, and man, they need to hear that you don't ever have to lose again. I think that may be relevant to some people. I think it may be relevant to some of these people Ali was just singing about right now. Well, somebody's got to tell them. How shall they hear without a preacher? Your testimony, you need to bring them that testimony. I used to be a loser, but I'm never going to lose again. I'm a winner. God said He would make me above and only and not beneath. Above only. Nothing beneath's over for me. I'm going to be the head from now on, not the tail. Come on, I'm not going to be last in the water anymore. But I say, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Take up your bed and walk. That's all Jesus said, but there was health to this man's flesh. And that's what he kept a hold of. And they were trying to take that word immediately out of his heart. The devil comes immediately, Jesus said, to steal that word. You know what? If he'd put down his bed, he'd have fallen back onto it, and now they'd have had to carry him back to the pool of Bethesda. Keep his fingers crossed that maybe the next time he might get in there first. Hallelujah. It's health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Joshua chapter 1. Just doing this real quick. Familiar scriptures all the way, but we need to get them in order. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make. Where does this responsibility lie? Who has to make the decisions? This is about keeping hold of the decision. I've made a decision. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Then you will make your way prosperous. You will make your way. This is the victory with which we overcome the world, even our faith. It's not about chance. It's got nothing to do with luck. It's not about whatever will be. It's about whatever you decide. It's your decision. God's already made everything available, now it's your decision. When they say that, crusades only, how many people made a decision? I don't want to know how many people made a decision, I want to know how many people are following through on their decision. How many people are holding fast to their decision. Hallelujah. So you need to, this is what you see. He said, then you will make, when you keep this word in your mouth, you meditate on it day and night. You observe to do according to all that's written. Jesus said that. You say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, go out and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Then you will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And of course, we were singing a song that's based on this verse. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. I couldn't believe when we started singing that song. I thought, yes, Lord. I walk. Come on, amen. I'm walking in faith and victory. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. Come on. For the Lord your God is with you wherever. Say wherever. Wherever you go, I will not be defeated in any situation. I will make my way prosperous, and I will have good success. I love this. You need to understand. You need to get this settled in your heart once and for all. Either God's word is enough, and God's word, I want to tell you, God's word is not enough. God's word is always more than enough. Either God's word is more than enough or it isn't. That's nice and simple, cut and dried. There's no middle ground, there's no gray areas there. Either God's word is enough or it isn't. It's more than enough or it isn't. And see, that's the ongoing basis of your first decision not to be defeated and your decision to receive from God. God's word is enough for me. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Doesn't matter who comes to me and tries to steal that word from me, tells me I shouldn't be doing this, tells me I shouldn't be believing that, tells me I shouldn't have listened to what that fella said. Come on. That was the next thing. Who told you? Who told you you'd never have to be defeated again? Who told you you could overcome? Who told you you could... Well, Donnie Stewart told me. Oh, poor, don't listen to him. I can tell you a few things about him. Come on. Suppose you've been listening to Kenneth Coleman again, eh? You ever hear stuff like that? Of course you have. Well, took what he said, and I'm well, and why should I listen to you? All I ever heard from you made me more sick. Step number four, turn to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Now, this is the most controversial step. At this step, you'll probably receive more opposition than any other step. Hallelujah. And verse 23. Step one, make a decision. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Come on, let's say it. I will not be defeated. Come on, let's say it like we believe it. I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. Say, I'm an overcomer. By my faith. Hallelujah. The second step, resist every attempt by the enemy to infiltrate your mind with his thoughts, regardless of where they come from. You must maintain your possession, be proactive in dealing with every negative thought that comes to try and steal away that which we are believing for. Amen. So here it is. Mark chapter 11, verse 23. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. That's verse 22. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. What you're saying, you're speaking to the thing that has been defeating you. And you're saying, you will not defeat me anymore. I will defeat you. I will never lose to you again. I will never be under your control again. And from now on, I will be above only and not beneath. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. See, you need to refuse to speak words that are contrary. This is the fourth step. You must refuse to speak words that are contrary to what you believe you have received. And that's controversial. What do you mean you've received? Let me see it. No, I believe. I've asked for it. I'm believing for it. God said it's mine. So I'm believing I've received it. But you haven't got it. I've received it. No, you haven't. Yes, I have. I've got it. God said it. I made a decision to take what he offered me, and I've taken it. Well, where is it? It's on its way. And I've got it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you'll get big time opposition to that, to this step, to that strategy, but I'll tell you, you must answer every doubt. You must answer every word of conversation that someone brings to you. Immediately, you must respond with the word of God. That's why you need to have the word of God in your armory. Amen? All you have to say is, I will not be defeated. I'm born of God. The Bible tells me that whoever's born of God overcomes the world. And the way I overcome the world is by my faith. God said it. I attach my faith to what he said. I will. I've got it. It's mine. You will not take it from me. You've got to become bold in that. You've got to keep speaking out the word of God. 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 God's word is what is the most powerful weapon in the whole universe. Hallelujah. Answer every symptom of sickness. You've had that sickness a long time now. You've suffered under that a long time. No. I'm living in defeat under that anymore. I've told that sickness to leave my body. And I'm believing I've received my healing. Well, then your body starts telling you that it hasn't left. Then the symptoms start to appear. What are you going to do? Are you going to go, oh no, I got it wrong again? Or are you going to answer every symptom of sickness with the word of God? I will not be defeated. I will receive from God. He provided healing for me. I will receive my healing. I've received my, I believe I've received it. I told that sickness to leave. That sickness has gone. I will not receive it back again. I will not give it the right to remain in my body, to function in any part of my body. See, it's, I said it's controversial, but it's the only way. Amen? Hallelujah. You've got to respond to every symptom. Answer every symptom, because the symptoms will come. They'll try and get on you. Doesn't matter what it is, whether it's sickness, whether it's lack, whether it's strife, whether it's unforgiveness that you're dealing with. You've got to tell that if someone's done something against you, they've offended you, they've hurt you, they've wounded you. You've got to speak to that offense and say, get out of my life. I choose. I made a decision to forgive. And I will not allow unforgiveness back into my life again. I will not allow unforgiveness to come in and contaminate my life. Contaminate my faith. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whether it's strife, whether it's fear, you've got to speak to that fear and say, I will not be afraid. Maybe you're scared of one of these skittery wee spiders that runs all over the place. You've got to speak to that thing. It's time to take authority. It's not time to laugh about it anymore. You've got to start, you got to say, I will not be afraid of you anymore. Glory to God. Maybe spider don't care whether you're a spirit or not. They might not understand a word you're saying, but you're speaking that thing because it has a it controls you through fear. And you say, I will squash you right now. And you take that, whatever you want, you can do with your finger if you like. Hallelujah. If you want to be a little bit more hygienic about it, then get a bit of kitchen roll or something like that. Glory to God, a bit of Kleenex or tissue, and just grab that thing and pop it. You don't go, ah, you go, you get it. You get it, you say, I will not be defeated by you. Come on, that's, it's lunatic, it's crazy, it's mental that we're, people might are afraid of such ridiculous things. As a little spider. Hallelujah. Even if it's a black widow, it's still smaller than you. Yeah. Be a little bit more careful with that. Use several layers of tissue before you pop that fella. Hallelujah. But pop them you must. Amen. Glory to God. What are you? It's time to face your fears. Time to drive them out of your life. Hallelujah. Why? Because they're stealing life from you. They're stopping you enjoying life. What are you afraid of? Ask yourself that. What am I afraid of? It's time to drive them out because Jesus said, I've come that you might have it, enjoy life. And life that is fear in it is not life that's been enjoyed in all of its fullness. Whatever it is you're afraid of, it's time to speak to that fear and say, I will not be defeated by you anymore. I'll not be taken captive by you. I will not be locked into a prison by you anymore. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. A couple of scriptures and we're done. We'll go back and look at that wee fellow and then we'll quit. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. Say, I will not be defeated. I will never lose again. Hallelujah. Because I know the key to victory. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? Romans 10 verse 8. What does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And we need to get just emphasize this again. The heart-mouth connection. You must make that connection. I call it heart-to-mouth resuscitation. Hallelujah. Amen. Heart-to-mouth revival. Heart-to-mouth. Come on. The words in your heart, bring it into your mouth. And revive yourself. Hallelujah. Bring yourself back from the brink of death. Glory to God. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all. Say he's rich to all. Say, he's rich to me. He's rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Philippians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4. And verse 6. Be anxious for... Be anxious for?
Nothing.
Be anxious for?
Nothing.
That's nothing. No thing. Absolutely nothing. But in everything, say everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Stop your me moaning, groaning prayers and get some thanksgiving prayers out there. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what it turns your prayer life around. When you begin to just give thanks to God for what He's already done. You don't have to try and prize anything out of God's hand. I'm trying to get scary with my prayers. I mean, scary for me, I'm talking about. I'm starting to say things now like, thank you, Lord, that my bank account is filling up with money. And I think, should I have said that? Well, let's say it again, just so it sounds better. it just comes, I'm driving along the road. Thank you, Lord, my bank account is filling up with money. Thank you, Lord, that my finances are overflowing. I mean, how else am I going to access it? With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. With thanksgiving. So you're not saying, oh, please, Lord, can I have it? And I'm scanning them again. Oh, God. Oh, please, can you see it? Can you see it? You just give me another few quid this week, Lord. Oh, please. No. With thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, that my bank account's overflowing. Thank you, Lord. I know I've shared this with you before. Thank you, Lord, that every organ, every system, every cell, every tissue, every part of this body is functioning according to your perfect design. Thank you, Lord, that every organ, every system, do you think my body doesn't try to tell me something different? Thank you, Lord, that every, because He did it. He went to the cross and He did it. He purchased it. He provided it. So why should I not? I don't have to come to, oh, Lord, please, I don't feel good. Can you please heal me, Lord? Oh, God. No, I just say, thank you, Lord. Every organ, every system, every cell, every fiber, every tissue, every artery, every glute, God is functioning according to your perfect design. It's functioning at optimum performance. I always add this, for long life and length of days. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm speaking to the man. I made a decision because he said, his word declares all over me, do you want to be well? I say, yes, 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 yes. Well, you've got to make a decision. And when you make that decision, you've got to stand up and begin to defend that decision. Become proactive against the attacks against that decision that try and knock you off it. Glory to God. Be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Turn over to Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Colossians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus as the Lord, so walk, say walk. Man, this is a walk. Amen. Take up your bed and walk. You had to make that decision. Yes, that's what I'm about to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make excuses anymore. I'm not going to blame my circumstances anymore. I'm not going to blame the people that haven't been here to carry me anymore. I'm going to make a decision to do what He says, to take up my bed and walk. As you therefore have received. Have you received Christ Jesus the Lord? Yes. Born again, whatever is born again, born of God, overcomes the world. If you have received Jesus the Lord, then walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught. Abounding in it with thanks. If we walked even in a fraction of what we've been taught, man, we'd be superheroes. Come on. Glory to God. We do a wee twirl and boom. Come on. Hallelujah. As you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Come on, say thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And my car's operating and functioning according to the perfect Volvo design. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, there's air in the tires. Thank you, Lord. There's fuel in the tank. Thank you, Lord. There's oil in the engine. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Lord. It's doing more miles to the gallon. You need to hear that because it's establishing something there before it gets to the next part. Then it says, beware, be aware that there's people out there who are going to try and cheat you. Who are going to try and plunder you and take you captive through philosophy and empty deceit according to the tradition of men. I was reading it in Mark chapter 7 this morning. The religious punters coming out to Jesus. Why do your disciples not do this? Why do they not to follow the traditions of the elders. Why are they not washing their hands? Blah, 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 blah. According to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world. Are you still living according to the basic principles of the world? Because if you are, you're still under. You're still beneath. He says you will be above only and not beneath. This is the victory that overcomes the world. We cannot live any longer according to the basic principles of the world. The basic principles of the world tell you if there's nothing in your bank account, that's tough. The principles of the kingdom say you can speak to an empty bank account. Basic principles of the world tell you if the doctor tells you you're going to die, that's too bad. Get ready to die. But the principles of the kingdom say something very different. You can command sickness out of your body, and you can thank God, begin to thank God for the healing that He's provided for you. Hallelujah. Come on. Beware, beware, beware. For in Him dwells, in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Come on, I mean, get a grip on this. This is the team that we're part of. Come on. You know what I mean? I don't care who your football team is, your favourite football team is. They never win. There's not a team in the world that wins every game. But our team does. Come on, whether it's Manchester United, Barry, or anybody else. Whether it's the Rangers, the Celtic, the Hibs, or the Hearts, whatever it is. And if it's not, well, I won't even mention you guys, baby. Because I can't remember their name. Come on, remind me. What's the name again? Crewe Alexandra, that's the one, yes. Yeah. Come on, let's hear it for Crewe Alexandra. Come on. Yeah, let's give a big cheer. Come on, next year will be their year. Yeah. They got this year? They got promotion this year? Oh, next year they will. Yeah, next year they will. That's right, yeah. Yeah. But this is the team that we are on. And our team never suffers defeat. Amen. Even at the cross, the devil thought he'd won. Clown. And a greater victory had never been won. Hallelujah. Over the powers of darkness. Amen. And you are complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. You are complete. We are in Him. You are in Him with nothing missing, nothing broken, complete. Who is the head of all principality and power. Every principality and power is under His feet. Amen. Is beneath His feet. And you are now complete in Him, so you are no longer ever beneath. You are always above. Hallelujah. In Him you were also, it says, you were buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the working of God who raises Him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, He has made alive together with Him, having forgiven you all, say all, trespasses. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements or the certificate of debt that was against us, which was contrary to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. And what appeared to be the ultimate defeat was in fact the greatest victory. Yep. Amen. And what are we left with? We're left with that awesome, awesome, awesome revelation from God that we can stand here tonight and look at the devil and say, na, 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 na. Are you ready for victory every time? Are you? Come on. Come on. Say, I will not be defeated. I said we'd look at for a second at that wee man, didn't I? Hallelujah. Let's see what happens to this wee fella just before we finish. John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Very quickly, then we're done. Hallelujah. He answered them, He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. Then they asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn. A multitude being in that place. Afterwards, I just want to finish with this. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. Whatever is not of faith is sin. Jesus is teaching us here that it's possible to lose what you got. I mean, that question is asked many times. How come people lose their healing? How come people lose what God has done in their lives? Because they did not hold fast to the decision that they made. And they go back to blaming circumstances and back to blaming everything else. They never want to, never blame themselves. Always blame something else. The church, you know, I said, if you've never been offended in church, then I find it hard to believe you've ever been in church. If you've never been hurt by a Christian, then you probably never met a Christian. Come on. Come on, help me. So you can't, he said, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. See, what you let go, the devil will always try and intensify in his next attack. If he sees you getting a little bit of victory over him, and you let that go, he's going to increase his attack upon you. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. But we don't have to come out from our position of being over ever again, because he said, above only and not beneath. Say, I will not be defeated. Hallelujah. Say, I will walk in victory. I make a decision. I'm an overcomer. I overcome the world because I have faith. Faith in God. And so I give thanks tonight for all that he's done. For all that he's provided. I thank him for healing tonight. I thank you, Father, for prosperity tonight. Thank you that my body is whole. That I can walk in wholeness, in wellness. Thank you that my hallelujah. wave that one goodbye. Hallelujah. Come on, bring the blessings on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, man, bring them on. Bring them on. Hallelujah. See, I need more power to the blessing because of, thank you, Father, that I'm prosperous. Thank you that my bank account's overflowing. Thank you, I've got more money than Ali Lockett. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. I will never lose again. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.